The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
We're going to start with the jailing of Raymond Shorten, the Dublin taxi driver who, of course, will be sentenced separately later in the week for raping two female passengers in 2022, but who today received his prison sentence of 13 years for the rape of a 7-year-old girl over a decade ago. The 50-year-old father of seven will be sentenced later in the week for the rape of the two young women in his taxi for which he has been found guilty. Our Today FM Courts correspondent Frank Graney joins us now. Frank, before we talk about the sentence handed down today for the rape of this young girl, can you tell us why the other sentence hearing today has been adjourned?
Simply to allow the sentencing judge some time to consider the sentence that was handed down by his colleague this morning. Both sentence hearings were set down for 10:30 in different courtrooms. And after Raymond Shorten was sentenced for abusing the young girl, he was then taken straight from Court 9 to Court 6, where Mr. Justice Paul McDermott sits. And when his case was called shortly afterwards, the judge was told about the sentence that was handed down a short time beforehand. He said that he wanted to look over the transcript in relation to his colleague's sentence before he himself passed a sentence, albeit for an entirely unrelated matter. So he did decide to adjourn proceedings, nothing untoward or unusual about that. He just wants to be thorough, I suppose, and take everything into account before Raymond Shorten is sentenced for what will be the second time this week.
But could that be significant in his decision as to whether he imposes a consecutive or concurrent sentence?
It's a great question, and possibly one of the reasons behind today's adjournment, although that wasn't said today, when it comes to sentencing, judges have discretion to impose concurrent or consecutive sentences, and in general, concurrent sentences are imposed where the crimes arise from the same incident. There is no link between the two sets of charges Raymond Shorten stood trial for and was convicted of. In fact, there's a decade between the offending, so they certainly didn't arise from the same incident. Mr. Justice Paul McDermott, as I say, he wants to look over what his colleague, Mr. Justice Carida Naidu, said today in relation to the sentence he handed down for the rape of that young girl, and that's why he decided to adjourn it. He'll also have to consider where the so-called taxi rape offences sit on the scale of seriousness. The Director of Public Prosecutions contends the offending warrants a sentence of between 10 and 15 years on each charge, something disputed by the defence, but I suppose we won't have to wait too long to find out what Mr. Justice McDermott has in mind for Raymond Shorten, with that case due to be finalised in just 3 days' time.
Remind us of the background to the case that he was sentenced for today, please.
Yeah, awful, distressing, harrowing details laid bare during what was an 8-day trial. It did go to a jury. I won't go into any detail in relation to what he did to this young girl. She was just 7 or 8 years of age. It happened over a decade ago, back at a time when Raymond Shorten was in his late 30s. We heard at trial that he knew her family and that he first raped her in the bathroom of her home just after her mother's funeral. The jury was told he silenced her screams by putting his hand over her mouth. She was about the same age when he raped her for a second time. And not long after that, we heard that he sexually assaulted her when he was alone with her in his car. It was only years later, after attending sex education classes in school, that she realised that what Raymond Shorten had done to her all those years beforehand was wrong. At the time of the offending, she knew something wasn't right about his behaviour, but figured it must be right because he was an adult, again, over 30 years her senior. When she eventually realised the gravity of what he had done to her, she wrote it all down. She left a note on her grandmother's pillow. A complaint was then made to Gardaí a few years ago, and on the back of that, he was arrested. He was taken in for questioning. He denied any wrongdoing. He accused the girl, now a woman in her 20s, of telling lies. Criminal charges were brought. He fought the case at trial, but lost. In May, a jury found him guilty of raping her on 2 occasions, and he was also found guilty of 1 count of sexual assault, that attack in his car.
Okay. Did the judge explain today the reasoning behind the 13-year sentence given?
He did. Well, I suppose Mr. Justice Naidu had to take the seriousness of the offence into account. He also had to look at the circumstances of the offender, Raymond Shorten, before he passed sentence. He referred to the survivor's victim impact statement. She was more than happy for Raymond Shorten to be identified, but she wished to retain her own right to anonymity, so we will obviously respect that. The judge said that it was obvious that she had been deeply damaged and affected by what he did to her. He noted how she slipped into substance abuse as a means of escape, and how the first of several attempts by her to die by suicide took place when she was just 14 years of age. She still suffers from panic attacks, and she finds sleep hard to come by to this day. The judge considered the offending to be, unsurprisingly, very serious. He noted that Raymond Shorten had abused a very vulnerable child. Again, she had just lost her mother. He was also much older. Another aggravating factor in relation to the first time that Raymond Shorten raped her was the location. It happened in her home, somewhere she should have felt safe. Raymond Shorten had denied ever being in that house. Clearly the jury didn't believe him. The judge told him today that it was clear that he couldn't have cared less about the long-term effects of what he did to her, the pain and the suffering that she continues to bear to this day as a result of what he did. There was very little mitigation in this case, Matt. Raymond Shorten contested the allegations, so obviously there was no discount for a guilty plea that would have obviously saved the survivor the ordeal of going to trial. The judge noted the fact that his marriage had ended and that his relationship with his elderly parents had been affected by all this, but he didn't really take those factors into account when it came to sentencing him. In the end, he sentenced him to 13 years for each rape offence, and also 4 years for the sexual assault conviction, all to run concurrently. So an effective sentence, as you say, of 13 years in prison.
And finally, given that he has denied his guilt, how did he react to the sentence, Raymond Shorten?
Very little reaction as far as I could see. But interestingly, when he took his seat in the dock for a second time, albeit in a courtroom just down the corridor, not long afterwards, this obviously in relation to the 2022 rape offences, he did look quite crestfallen, to put it mildly. He looked quite upset, kept his head down for the brief hearing. Perhaps the reality of the sentence he just received had just started to sink in, and of course the potential of getting more jail time this afternoon. But as we spoke about a moment ago, that sentencing won't now happen until Thursday.
Thank you very much, Frank Graney, RTFM Courts correspondent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.